A doctor who's been on the front line of Samoa's measles epidemic believes infectious diseases and poor vaccination rates pose a greater challenge to the world than terrorism. Hawaii's Lieutenant Governor Josh Green heads up a team of 70 doctors and nurses from the US state. The team's been on the ground in Samoa for the two-day immunisation blitz and to help with critical care. Their presence there is entirely funded by donations. Dr. Green says one of the local hospitals was operating at 600% capacity, and in the villages, people flocked to the vaccination teams.
We were anticipating a great deal of human suffering, and we did see that. I was also anticipating a lot of potential resistance to vaccinations, and I did not experience that at all. So that was quite surprising to me as a physician and as a government official.
So when you were moving around, because you've been involved in vaccinating people, what were you coming across? Were you seeing very ill children, or what met you in villages?
Well, yes, that definitely was the most intense moment of the 48-hour medical mission. We came into one small village deep in the deep in the jungle, and just as we rolled up, there was a man who was asking for vaccinations for his whole family very eagerly, and he said to us, "But first, there's a sick child next door, one of his family members, very, very sick." And so myself and the pediatrician friend I have, Dr. Sala, who was with me, we immediately went down there, and the child actually had just passed away. It was an 18-month-old child. And so there was a lot of heartache right there. And my staff member, one of my staff members from Hawaii, is Samoan, and she understood how we should grieve together, which we did, with the family. And the very extraordinary part of the moment was, after grieving, we also ended up vaccinating all the rest of the family right after their loss. And it was touching because they have a total of 7 children. They were very intent on making sure that no other child or family member got sick. So I couldn't imagine a more poignant moment than that. And to tell you the truth, a lot of the team, including World Health Organization and CDC and others, were quite tearful. So it was hard, and we saw a lot of that. I have to say, it's really quite extraordinary what the teams from New Zealand and Australia and the Samoan physicians and nurses are doing, because you have very, very sick children, and that's why it was necessary to all come together and immunize this country.
Any loss is heartbreaking, but it must be, well, a shock to see so many young children who are ill and dying.
It is. There was a 5-year-old in one of the villages that just looked so sad and was so sick with fever. He was still okay, and I'm positive he'll live and make it through. But, you know, in Hawaii and in America in general, we're not accustomed to people living so much out in the open and having so little shelter. And so this child who was in a fale, he just had a high fever and really was quite miserable. And like I said, he'll be fine, but he was in just the first 3 or 4 days of his measles attack. And I knew what was coming, and he's going to feel quite terrible. And it just, you know, it kind of tears you up inside. So I really feel strongly, this is my personal opinion, and I, of course, live this way with my family, I feel very strongly people should be immunized. And it, for me anyway, and my team, it was very important that we participate in this countrywide effort. We did not meet any resistance from my team, none. And maybe it's because people were so sick, maybe it's because it was such a, you know, a firm effort for 48 hours, but I was told beforehand we might need some resistance, and we just didn't.
Your team, have you any idea of how many people you've immunized in the time you were on the ground there?
Well, I know that the entirety of the mission yesterday, we immunized over 20,000 people, and today, I will not be surprised if another 20,000 people were immunized. So our goal was 50,000. It's actually one of the largest feats of immunization I've ever heard of in mankind. I can't believe this much was done in 48 hours. I do know that I had partners here that did 200 and 300 immunizations each day as individuals who were really going for it. So when we got to houses, in many cases, 10 or 15 people would come up and offer their arm up to be immunized. So it was quite stunning, really. And so I'm grateful to have been a part of this, and I'm grateful to see that Samoa will be healthier. And this hopefully will give a lesson to, you know, many other nations, because this isn't the only disease that requires immunizations. And honestly, from my perspective as a lieutenant governor and as a physician, I truly believe it's going to be infectious disease problems that are our greatest challenges as humanity, not other questions like terrorism or fights amongst ourselves. I think we have to be very mindful of how fast an epidemic can take us, and this is one of them. So we'll have to be careful, and people should continue to get vaccinated if we're going to be safe.
In saying that, then, what do you think of the orchestrated attempt, it seems, online to send messages into Samoa that are, well, anti-vax messages?
I think that's really quite terrible. I of course, believe in free speech, but I don't believe in denying science, and I don't believe in scaring people under any circumstance. And so it's unacceptable to scare people. I do believe people can make their own choices for themselves and their family, of course. I wouldn't recommend not getting vaccinated ever. My children are vaccinated. I'm vaccinated. But to send anti-vax messages from another country is really quite terrible, unless those very individuals are willing to come here and suffer with the measles and see their own children get sick or die. So if they would be willing to let that happen, then maybe there's not so much hypocrisy. But for God's sake, if someone's sending it into this country with that message and they're not even living here, that's utterly irresponsible.
Had you treated many measles cases before you arrived in Samoa? Because a number of doctors, well, they've never actually seen a case of measles.
No, not many. I'm trained as a family physician and as an emergency room physician, and so I have seen measles before. I also worked in medical missions in South Africa and Swaziland before. So I have seen outbreaks like this, small outbreaks, rare cases. But I've never seen anything like this. I went into the small hospital, forgive me, I don't know the name of it, here on the western side of the island that the New Zealand team has been servicing this last couple weeks. And there were 28 patients with severe cases of measles, and it was unbelievable. It was unlike anything I've seen before, for sure. The extent to which people were devastated by, you know, measles with the rash all over their body and just high fevers, it's really incredible. And of course, we know that some strains of measles, like this one, can be really damaging. If a person gets pneumonia after their case of the measles, that's why they usually die. So very, very sick young people needing oxygen, needing fluids, needing antibiotics. The hospital was working at 600% higher capacity than normal, 600%, because there were so many sick people. And frankly, there could have been a lot more, I think, who are staying at home just because they're not as sick as the others. So, you know, it's really an incredible feat that Samoa, as a small nation, is dealing with this epidemic. And that's why we in Hawaii just wanted to come and offer a small bit of help. A few of our doctors are going to stay on, and if people ask us to send more physicians in the future, you can be sure we will.
Given what you have seen and what you've just described in the hospital, do you fear that the death toll will continue to rise?
Well, the death toll will probably, it will go up briefly. It'll still go up probably with small numbers in the coming weeks. And then it will flatten and then drop very significantly, the rate at which people die. There will be some deaths in the next couple months, day by day, but before long, you'll be seeing that there are days when no one has passed away. And And then not much longer after that, you'll wake up and weeks to months will pass without a fatality. So it will dwindle quite quickly now that we've immunized most of the country. And this will give the government a good opportunity with its public health system to get the last few thousand people immunized. This is a really good opportunity after this strong surge next week to just have a modest immunization program day to day. So not nearly as many people will die, but the immunizations take a little bit of time to kick in for everybody. So we've never done this before, where such a large percentage of a population was immunized in 2 days. So some of this is even going to be new to the epidemiologists out there in the world.
And that was Hawaii's Lieutenant Governor Josh Green, who's also a medical doctor specialising in, well, emergency department medicine. He's been on the ground in Samoa with a team of 70 doctors and nurses from Hawaii.